It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A mochi moment from Sadie, who writes, I'm not crying, you're crying. This is what I said during my first appointment with my physician at Mochi, because I didn't have to convince him I needed a GLP-1. He understood, and I felt supported, not judged. I came for the weight loss and stayed for the empathy. Thanks, Sadie. I'm Myra Amit, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Sadie is a Mochi member compensated for her story.
Hello and welcome back to another wrap-up episode of Who Would Win Masters. Today we circle back, claw through your comments, and rev up for what's next. I am Sam Proof on all the socials, and we're talking about a clash that was part pedal to the metal, part teeth to throat, post-apocalypse versus prehistory. It's Raptor Blue versus Mad Max. Raptor Blue was repped by Eric Heiting, and we are lucky enough to have Eric back on the show with us today. Eric, welcome back. How's it going?
Thanks.
Are you, yeah. Go ahead.
No, I'm doing great. It was a lot of fun doing that a week ago. And yeah, this is a Friday, so another week done in school and everything. So I'm glad with that.
Cool. All right. And of course, as always, sharing the mics with us tonight, we have Ray Sicanus. Ray, welcome back. How are you feeling? You're a little on the edge of your seat for the results tonight.
I'm interested to see what happens. I don't know why you're saying welcome back. Like, this isn't like sort of my show. That's like, it's like you coming over to my house and being like, oh, it's good that you're back here.
Do you want a beer? Yeah, you want to?
I live here. What are you talking about? I do want to take a moment and say hello. So I want to say hello to our people in the audience chat. Remember, if you're a Patreon patron, patreon.com/whowouldwinshow, we give you every opportunity to come and join us for the wrap up. We have a handful of people. Lord Snurts is in our crew. Matthew, it looks like Matthew Dawson. And then Moxford. So there it is. Matthew Dawson is mad because I'm wearing my Dan Flash's shirt. I believe I last wore this when he was on the show. And he still doesn't know what it is. And I think that's a tragedy, maybe a Greek tragedy. It's possible that there's a chorus of people behind me about to sing a sad song.
You know, it's funny you say that because that's what we're learning in school this week. I've been teaching Greek, ancient Greece, and we talk mythology and everything too.
See, all ties together. Everything comes back to Ray eventually. Just know that this is true.
Yep.
Snurts believes it's a representative of the pipe game from BioShock. It is not. If you don't know what Dan Flash's shirts are all about, I suggest you get yourself a Netflix account or a YouTube one. And then watch the thing or wash it. Do whatever you want. That's fine. Yeah. Sam, Matthew. We got plenty to get through today. We got a lot of conversation to have. We have a lot of different types of things to talk about, but we only had one review in the last 2 weeks. That feels like not very much. No, look, there are some shows that go years between their reviews. So I shouldn't be too sad about it, but you know, we will read your 5-star reviews on the air. Although in the last 2 weeks, I just checked and there was only the one. So this is the one to read. Sam, hit us up.
I mean, I don't want this to take the whole show, but let's get into this.
Okay.
Mitchell.
It's a long one. It's a very long one.
With an exclamation mark. So it's Mitchell. Mitchell says,
that's
please.
A Mystery Science Theater 3000 reference.
Yeah. He says, please do Cyborg versus Ultras. That's it. That is the review.
I don't know what Ultras is. Does he mean Ultron?
Like, that's what I assume. I assume that's Ultron. Outside of that, I don't know what Ultras would be.
I don't know what Ultras is all about. I want to thank Max the Man. He's now joined us in the audience as well. Ooh. Thank you, Max, for being
here.
Welcome,
Max.
He says, I have arrived. So that's very exciting. We're just going to show that on stream. There you go. Yeah, so do Cyborg versus Ultras. Maybe we will.
Yeah.
If I ever figure out who Ultras is.
Yeah.
Or Ultron, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
My goodness. That's it. But more importantly than all of that, we have the fan vote. I haven't had a chance to see it yet. I assume I'm winning 90% of the vote here. So we're going to go ahead and do a little drum roll.
Can I just, want to say.
You just let us know.
I'll do it in a second. Yeah, we'll do that in a second. I do want to say that this particular episode, like this battle, I'm always like, they're always so close. This one, I always write a little wrap up. And as I was writing it, I was still deciding. So like, I feel like this could be the one. The fans could go against me here. I don't know what to expect, but all right, go for it. Let's hit it. Drum roll, please.
Here's our drum roll.
Here we go.
With 55% of the vote, it's a close one. It's Raptor Blue. Eric did it. You actually bested Mad Max, who only got 45%. Sorry, Ray.
Obviously, the audience is laughing because that must be a joke. I obviously won that
battle.
It's
not. It's printed right here on the, got it right on the screen there. I don't have any fake paper to pretend.
We tried to drive more people to vote. I did see that it was close, but I didn't know exactly where we would end up right there. But I was trying to drive people on our Patreon on the last day to go and vote. I guess I didn't get enough Rainiacs in there. If you're a real Rainiac and you're furious that I lost one of the closest, this is, I believe, the closest percentages we've had in Who Would Win Masters
history. This is the
closest
one we've had, yeah.
It's the closest one. If you're mad I didn't win, then come help me out. Join us on the Patreon. Let's do the thing. I did not deserve that. The people, you know, Sam is 11 for 11, but I don't know about this one. I feel if Sam had gone the other way, the people would have gone the other way. I think it's becoming
a
self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, that is a fair argument. And I guess we'll just have to see what the comments say to support all that.
So, I mean, if you just stop going against me, we'd never have this problem.
I don't know that we would have a compelling show at that point, but, you know.
It'd be compelling to me. What are you talking about?
He had to pick the winner, and he picked the right winner.
Well, he picked winner.
Yeah.
Allegedly. My goodness. Well, Eric, how do you feel now that the people, it's close. You convinced barely enough people to be on your side. How does it feel to have eked out this victory with the people as well as Sam?
Well, I guess I got to thank, all the little people that stepped on to get here, mainly Ray. But no, it was great. I can't believe it. Like I said, this has
been
something.
Keep laughing, Packer fan.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to say, it's kind of like the Packers and Lions game after the first week. I'm feeling good. So
I'm old enough to remember how the last 2 years of those games went. So don't get too cocky over there. Matthew Dawson says, I hear a lot about Emotin' Joe. I'm wondering how we get them Emotin' go to the polls. I mean, look, I am here for a Pokemon go to the polls joke. Every day of the week. That's one of my favorite quotes of all time. What a delight. I can't believe that was seen negatively in its moment because it is one of the most brilliant things I've ever seen.
Yeah. But you might remember the last 2 years, but I remember the 20 years before that. So,
we got a few wins in there. Although I will say you had more success, but that's fine. It's about today. It's about right now. And I cannot wait for the rematch on Thanksgiving because the Green Bay Packers can't possibly ruin my Thanksgiving again. Can't possibly. Emotin. You said Emotin. We all know what's going on. Who cares? Max, we over here putting asterisks on it. Emotin. We know. Come on. We're having fun with it. Just let it go.
Errata.
Let it go to the polls. Oh my God.
I do want to point out that Snurt.
The show just started. I've already gone nuts.
Yep.
Snurt said, if only I could vote more than once, which, maybe we should, that'll be a future bonus tier on the Patreon, the double vote.
I like the way you're talking right now. You quote that great movie, Bob Roberts, when he says, I wish I could vote more than once. And Tim Robbins is Bob Roberts. Says, well, actually, there's a way you can. And then there's a real awkward silence and they all just kind of laugh awkwardly. Because nobody's sure if anybody's telling the truth or not. It's just a wonderful movie. Wonderful movie. It's a very political movie, all right? It's 1992. Yeah. Giancarlo Esposito is the lead. And nobody knew who he was back then. And he's young, and he's amazing in that movie. I couldn't believe it when I look back and I realized that was Gus Fring from Breaking Bad is like the young reporter or whatever. Like, what a great movie. Look, I understand political, blah, but like at the same time, like that's just a good movie that also happens to be a little bit about politics. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. And there's great music in it, too.
All right, let's get into the comments. Ray, do you want to start us off?
I do want to start us off because I wrote the script and that's what it says. So, oh, Max the Man, you're going to be the first one we read tonight.
Oh, look at that.
Max the Man 1001, who's in our chat right now. He says, I'm back and ready to defend my name, all caps. Mad Max clears this. I was named after this great, great man. I seriously was. I love that about you. Nice. And I know his great power. Max has many ways. The knife, the gun, the car, combination. And so on. Put some respect on my name. Mad Max is making Blue just another corpse in the wasteland. Max, I couldn't agree with you more. I wish you would have voted.
And I disagree with him more.
I mean,
but that's cool. 50, that's cool. We got a long one here, Sam, so buckle in for it. He says he did vote. I knew if I said that, I'd provoke a strong reaction, and I got an all caps reaction. So fantastic. I did it, everybody.
Mission accomplished. All right, Forbidden Mob.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Done. That's the end of the show. Forbidden Mob says,
that's it.
I could go either way on this one. I think where the fight takes place is really important. If it's a forest or jungle, Blue could easily sneak up on Max. If it's a city or open road wasteland, Max has his car and can see Blue coming. I went with Ray is right this time. Sorry, Sam. It's okay. You're dead to me. It's fine. I'm 60-40 here. I thought the pact tactics comment didn't contribute much. Agreed, for sure. She is alone, as Mob says. But her taking people out of cars, deadly claws, and size did. Still, Max has a beefy car, shares a killer instinct, a quick firing shotgun, a fully developed deadly brain. I picture it going down something like this. Max driving, seeing Blue. Maybe he tries to hit her. She dodges, pulls him out. She probably gorges him bad, but Max has the Burton luck and stays ready. He pulls the shotgun. Yeah, nice. And makes dinosaur nuggets out of her. Great debate.
Wow.
That was so much fun to listen to. The guest debater did incredibly well and needs to come back soon. And there you go. He's here right now.
Well, we'll see about that. It depends how Thanksgiving goes.
Yeah.
I'm saying I could come back.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of very valid points into this, like the location and the setup of this totally would change the outcome. I think the one thing that kind of stuck for me is the reference that Raptor Blue got hit by the Jeep and that didn't end her. I mean, it was a solid tactic, but to have that happen again, that car needs to be a Prius and silent. I'm pretty sure Mad Max's car is not. But go on,
and
Eric.
That was something. That was something I was thinking, like, you talked about how big the car was, and it's got this big V8 engine. Well, it's going to be super loud. There's no way he can drive and hit Blue silently. Like, Blue's not going to be like, oh, there's a car coming at me. I guess I'll stand here. No,
this
went fine last time. Yeah, right. And, like, Blue knows what a car is, so, like, that's going to help her out. And like you said, the V8 engine, how big and how loud that is, there's no way you're going to sneak up on her.
Man, that's a great point. She's, if we didn't have an example of literally that happening. So,
but that happened happened before. And now she's like, well, that's what that is. That's bad.
Well, now she's got brain damage from being hit by a car. Look,
potentially.
Max believes the Blue votes on Patreon were just Eric's alt accounts. We have to look into this. This is a controversy.
Not all.
The Lord Snurts believes the car is more protection than a weapon. I think that's another very good point.
I think that's fair. That is a very good point. Yeah.
Well, let me go ahead and read the next comment. This is from Twitch. Yeah, 6260. This is from Instagram. I love it when we get YouTube and Instagram comments. We're posting these little videos, little snippets of the show, trying to branch out to a larger audience. If you're seeing those out there, watch them because it does help. If you see my beautiful face on your shorts feed, click that box and hang out for a minute. These are like a minute long videos. We're not asking for too much of your time, people. And it does help us with the algo, as the kids call it. Anyway, Ray, the only hole in that scenario is having Max get out of the car. He's talking specifically about the car scenario of hitting Raptor Blue. He stays in that, pushes the shotgun barrel through the bars of the driver's side window, and then blows Blue away. Then he drives off into the sunset with that sweet, sweet car. Hashtag Ray was robbed. Haven't seen that one in a little bit. We saw quite a few, actually. Hashtag Ray was robbed. It's making a comeback. It shouldn't, because I shouldn't be getting robbed.
This case.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I feel
Lord Moxford wants to, Benedict Moxford wants people to know that he voted for Eric and Blue. And that he claims to be a Rainiac. Well, Moxford, I needed you on this one.
I don't know. I think the shotgun out the side window is a little clunky in that scenario. You know, I mean, that dinosaur,
feels good to me.
You get his face right in there. You ever go to a safari? It's, you know, anyway.
Yeah, if only the dinosaurs in the Jurassic Park movies push their faces up into windows. Oh, wait, that's all they do.
Yeah, I'm saying he goes in, bites that arm off, and now he's just got that gun on the inside of that dinosaur doing nothing. All right, Marcus Teague.
He spits out Samuel L. Jackson's other arm. It's great. Anyway, sorry. Teague. Let's hear about Marcus has to say.
He says, I love Blue a lot, but she's not taking even a slightly prepared Mad Max.
The comments seem completely one direction towards me. How did I lose this vote?
Where are my support?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see.
You know, great point, Matthew Dawson. It's too bad Ray didn't make the argument that Max could just calmly hold out his hand and Blue would stop in her tracks. You know what? I got to stay in character, Matthew. I don't think that Mad Max would do that. He didn't do it to Lord Humongous. He didn't do it to Master Blaster. He's not doing it to Raptor Blue. Adam Klein here.
Yeah, go on. Read Adam's.
Yes.
Go on.
Adam Klein says, I love the Raptors and don't care about Mad Max at all. But in this debate, Ray won. Blue was represented terribly. Wow. What? Eric, shots fired. Oh. And the fact that these Raptors were designed to take out military targets with modern assault weapons wasn't even mentioned.
Huh?
Wow. The debater didn't really address getting past Max's armored vehicle or really hit how the Raptors' stalking skills would end the fight. Before Max knew what was happening. I don't know what that means. Blue would win the fight, but Ray won the debate. So there you go. It is.
Ouch.
Called out. Right. Shots fired. Eric, what do you say to Adam Klein, who says you did, quote unquote, a terrible job in this debate? How did I lose?
I don't think I did a terrible job. I mean, I brought up all of her natural weapons and defenses and how smart she is. You know, we talked about she does have kills on her own. I didn't hear a response to she's killed two, Scorpion Rexes from the Cap Cretaceous show. She's the only one that did that. She took out the dinosaur in Fallen Kingdom by herself. And like I said, that was like a mutant of a mutant. So to me, she took she may not have many, but she's got big ones.
I mean, fair. You're getting some love from the chat. Eric did a great job. Eric did great, but he's wrong. I can appreciate that. And Eric, you're going to learn a very big thing about being a debater on the Who Would Win show. I've learned this at least 7 years ago. And that's if the people at home who are listening have a single solitary point or example or thing that they can think of, and then you don't say it on the show, immediately jump on their keyboards and start slamming their palms and fists into it to let you know that you've ruined the debate by not mentioning the one thing that they think they care about.
And I probably am one of those people that have done it in the past for you. So
I mean, it's fair. I mean, look, apparently hashtag Max is just a guy who punches.
That's right.
So apparently you're just like Goku in that regard. You know, I just picture all the people typing those comments are strong bad from the Homestar Runner show typing with boxing gloves on their hands. But yeah, just a thing. Like I've been told many times before that like I wrecked an argument by just leaving out just like the tiniest thing that I considered either ran out of time or didn't think it mattered. So, you know, people calm it down. We got only so much time on the show.
Minutes,
we can't talk about everything.
Yeah. They don't have a lot of time. It's
got to
be.
Yeah, I had another whole page of notes and stuff like that I never really got to.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't like that, if you're upset that people leave things on the table, we have a battle coming up in the future with two characters both originated in the 90s. And you're going to be real unhappy when we don't talk about every single thing that they both did. I'm going to tell you that right now. Anyway, we got another really long comment here, Sam. Yeah. If you could go ahead and drop it.
Cameron Delabu said, "My boy Blue. That's my boy Blue.
My boy Blue.
All right.
You're my boy Blue.
There we go. You're my boy Blue."
Even though she's a girl.
Good.
Don't worry about
that's
that.
That's true.
Don't worry about that. Snurts, Lord Snurts, he's in the chat. He's got a comment here. Mad Max has a car, guns, and melee weapons. He survived in a post-apocalyptic wasteland that gives him the edge. Blue would need thick jungle or tall grass to get the jump on Max. Even in a neutral location, that seems unlikely. Also, no support from the pack. Raptors hunting solo don't seem as deadly. I don't recall hearing a counter against the shotgun to the face. Ray was robbed. Yes, once again, go back. Snurts is over here spitting facts, folks. Max, I feel you on that. That's absolutely the truth. Absolutely the truth. Again, I will ask the question, what is wrong with you people? What is wrong with you people? That's all.
I got the
silent
majority.
We got one from Lord Moxford. Lord Moxford's next.
All right. Lord Moxford says, Ray has some very solid counterpoints. After rereading the transcript of the points, it was even closer in my mind. Now you know how it feels to be me.
Wow.
However, I think Eric and Blue win. Blue is a natural hunter. I think her stealth, natural ferocity, claws, intelligence, and attack strength is more than Mad Max can handle. Water, drink it, or it... Wait, what is this? Water, drink it. Or don't. It's your life. Probably should, though. You could die of dehydration. Thank you, Mox.
Well, our last episode was sponsored by water.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
So we're gonna call that one back right there.
The brand's going to love that one. They're going to be like, check.
Apparently a long story. Counter argument to Snurts, it's a dinosaur. Okay. Well, that's an argument. We're going to hit them all right here. This is our last comment, comment right here. This is from Ken Bjorn Turn. Doesn't it feel like we should have like 20 more minutes of comments about this one? But that's all that I could find there. I got to do more posting. The more I post, the more comments we get.
Sure, of course.
And sometimes I don't post as many videos as other weeks and we end up with less comments. And then I sit here on the wrap up going, man, that's all the comments? Well, yeah, if you don't go out of your way to constantly look for them, you weirdo. Talk about myself right now. Anyway, Ken Turner, to wrap it up, says Mad Max should win. Yeah, what a shocker. This quote should have been point number 3 and won it outright. His quote is, Australia is the home of the largest living thing on Earth, a Great Barrier Reef, and of the largest monolith, Ayers Rock, or Uluru, to use its now official, more respectful Aboriginal name. It has more things that will kill you than anywhere else. One of the world, that's the worst voice in history, and I'm going to stop doing it. Of the world's 10 most poisonous snakes, all are Australian. 5 of its creatures, the funnel web spider, box jellyfish, blue-ringed octopus, paralysis tick, and stonefish are the most lethal of their type in the world. Yeah. I love Australia, and I love Australians. Yeah. I just want to put that out there. I've been waiting for years for the people of Australia, the government of Australia, to pay to fly all of us on the podcast over to do live shows at that opera house in Sydney.
Mm.
It hasn't happened yet, but I figure it's only a matter of time. Australia, get on your game here. This is a country where even the fluffiest of caterpillars can lay you out with toxic nip, where seashells will not just sting you, but actually sometimes go for you. If you're not stung or pronged to death in some unexpected manner, you may be fatally chomped by sharks or crocodiles, this is a long quote, or carried helplessly out to sea by irresistible currents, or left to stagger to an unhappy death in the baking outback. It's a tough place. Bill Bryson in a sunburned country. Well, we ended with a big quote. If I had done that quote as my point number 3, I wouldn't have had time for anything else.
To be fair, I did do a Crocodile Dundee impression during my thing. I said, you got a knife. Here's a knife. Right. I mean, don't I get a point for that?
Max makes a really good point. I agree with you, Max. My ADHD lost track of what this quote was about. I honestly read the quote,
much,
and I don't even know.
I checked out when I heard paralysis tick. I was like, oh, that sounds like a really good Dungeons & Dragons monster. I should get back into DMing.
Hmm.
And then
I just thought about how much I want to nap.
Yeah. I go for paralysis tick right now. Oh, my God. I can't come into work
paralysis
today.
Paralysis tick a
paralysis
lot of
tick.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you very much. Obviously, you can find us on the Facebook page. Facebook, what is it? Facebook, Who Would Win Show, Geek News and Battles. It's a Facebook group. You can find us on there. You can, as always, find us on Patreon, patreon.com/whowouldwinshow. Find us on Instagram. I believe it's at Who Would Win Show. Threads. I don't know. I don't check the threads. Hit up me on threads and tell me about it. I'm at AlmightyRay316 on Instagram and threads. And I read all my threads. So if you want to send me something over there, that is my social media of choice these days. So find me on that site. To wrap it up, Snert says, one man enters, one raptor leaves. I disagree.
Yeah, perfect. That's
a great
right.
quote. In any case, Eric, any last things you want to say about this battle before we move on to other stuff?
Like I said, I'm glad that, you know, it might be a small victory, but I got it. I guess I got the silent majority right now is the minority that's all speaking up right at the moment.
And this is why we need ranked choice voting for the show.
For the show. There's only two choices. What are you talking about? This is insane. I'm deeply confused by all of this. This show proves why showing up to vote is important.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We're going to get into like what we've been doing and stuff like that, what we're watching, what we're playing. But before that, I want to read this from the chat from Matthew Dawson. Says, a special shout out to Sam's intro. Yeah, you're welcome for that. I got all Foley on that junk. Actually, I just downloaded a bunch of sound effects, but I put way more than 1 minute into the intro for once.
I mean, yeah, no, we loved it all. Like, seriously. So I told the story before, but basically I was talking with Matthew Dawson off air and he says, Ray, there's one thing missing from the show that I loved in the old version of the show and you don't do it. And it makes me sad. And I go, what's that? He goes, it's the little story where the two characters meet at the top of the show. I really like that. We didn't have that and you haven't had one. And I go, well, that's dumb. Of course we have that because Sam records yes. one every single week. And then I realized to my horror, we were like 5 episodes deep into the show. And I kept forgetting when I edited the show to put it back on again.
Yeah.
To add them into the top.
Yeah. We don't actually play them live. We
don't play them live,
but we stopped. Yeah. So basically right. Ray is. Yeah. It was.
But you also
ADHD kicked in.
It's basically my letter to Santa Claus. Just sadly forgotten.
But Sam, you also had your new intro song for when you decide too, which
that
was cool.
too. Yeah. Yeah, we're yeah,
who's
we're
excited?
Really
throwing tell me right
now.
Tell me, do we love the Sam intro song? The
yes.
Sam's decision song. I love it personally.
I know it's good.
Good.
I'm a big fan. You chat, you tell me. You're all in here. But I gotta read this because we've asked for suggestions and very few people came through. Quite honestly, nobody really came through and giving me good suggestions. I think it's an intimidating order. But thank you to Luke Westover, who emailed the show, where many fall, one may triumph. He made up for every single person in our fan base by submitting the giant list. We might even call it the master list of all of the things that Luke decided we have a chance to be called. I'm going to read through these. There are
nice.
A lot of them. So we're going to read through some of these and let me know. I mean, stop me if you hear one you really like. I'm going to try to bang through all of these suggestions and maybe one of these is a hit and we're going to start using it because Legion of Audience really does feel like it belongs with the Unleashed property. That's just me. I think the Radiacs are here. The Awkward Allies are here. The 5%ers are here. And let's see what we can call the rest of everybody else. So here we go. First off, we have the Legion of Masters. Okay, there's a lot of very similar ones next to each other. That's why I'm going to bang through this. The Legion of Mastery. The Master's Legion. Master Maniacs, Master Woodworkers. Weird. A woodworker spelled W-O-U-L-D. Wood. I get it now.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a groan we're all hearing. Master Warriors, Master Fighters, Master Knights, Knights of Mastery. You notice the theme. Knighthood of Mastery, Point Masters, Master Brainiacs, Master Winners, Empire of Masters, Lords of Mastery, Smash Hit Masters, All-Star Masters, Master All-Stars, Incredible Masters, Master Incorporated. I think it should be Masters Incorporated, like Monsters Incorporated. That would be funny to me.
Yeah.
Masters Clan, Masters Tribe, Tribe of Masters, Masters Force, Order of Mastery, Master Order, Mighty Masters, the Society of Masters, or even Masters Society.
That's it. That's everything?
I have read them all. Anything in that list, does anybody in our chat, anybody?
Not even one single debater joke there? No, nothing? Okay.
Well, we already know we're not going to do that. How many times do hack comedians come on this show and make that joke? I'm sure it's happened at least twice, and with you, Sam.
Well, there you go.
God bless America.
Yeah, all right.
Mighty Masters is the only one that Lord Snurts liked. Mighty Masters. I think Masters Incorporated, Masters Inc. That makes me laugh because it's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, according to Snurts, the search continues. We're still looking. We need your suggestions. I was hoping one of those would really stick and we'd hear it. We'd go, oh, that's the one. That's how you know. You hear it and you're like, ooh, okay.
Right.
But no, doesn't seem like we hit it. Does not seem like we hit it at all.
From the chat, Matthew Dawson said, the Sam's Decision song is great, but I think somebody needs to say something that cues it. That kind of came out of nowhere after Ray's point was done. And then Max followed that up with, yeah, I thought it was an ad for a second. I think that's fair.
Can I tell you, when I put the show together, I was sitting there cursing, saying rude words up in the air because there was nothing to cue up the song.
Right.
And I looked back and there was nothing in there that would have appropriately queued up the song. So what we're going to do going forward is Sam is going to say, I'll be right back with my decision or something to that effect. We're going to get that on the recording.
Yeah.
And then we're going to play the Sam's Decision song. You guys are 100%. You guys know your sound.
I agree. 100%.
I can't get anything by y'all.
Yeah.
I tried to get away with it one time and I had multiple people yelling at me.
I could even just give it to you right now. We just cut it into all of the other ones. Guys, I'll be right back with my decision. Well, I was going to make a joke there, but I totally forgot what you originally said. Damn it. Oh, it's going to be so good. Now I screwed it all up. I'll have to re-record that one later. All right, but no, yeah, we'll do something like that.
No, you just say all of that, and we launch right into the Sam's Decision song.
So
go ahead, like, give us that one more time, Sam. Let's make it real. We're gonna do some rehearsal right here.
A little rehearsal. All right. Wow, this was a very compelling argument, guys. I will be right back with my decision.
What, does that work for everybody?
There you go.
Oh, it's deciding time. I kind of like that one.
I like that.
Looks like I got some deciding to do.
I like that one.
Or as Snurts reminds me, otherwise Brian Cox McDonald's. if we could actually open it up with, you know, I give my final point, and then we just have Brian Cox from the McDonald's egg going, and then we go straight into Sam's Decision song. Maybe that's a win for us all. I don't know. I don't have any good answers here.
Just Brian Cox going, decision time.
You are not serious people. I love Secession. I love that movie. Brian Cox, heck of an actor. You know, Brian Cox is in that movie Trick or Treat. We might be talking about that movie a little bit later in this episode. Ooh. And X2 is where I first actually saw him and was like, ooh, this guy's a good actor. I wonder what his deal is. And I looked him up and then I found out he was the original Hannibal Lecter in Manhunter. Pretty decent movie that came before Silence of the Lambs. He's very, very good. Anyway, so what are we watching and playing? This is where we're at right now. I'll open us up. We'll each take some turns here, do some roundabout. I am currently in the process of buying more digital media. I am cutting some of these streamers. They're kind of making me mad. And so just recently, I did get some DVD collections here for future viewings at our Who Would Win Patreon movie nights. First off, I bought the Leprechaun 4 movie collection. Ooh. Would be Leprechaun 1 through 4, including my favorite 4 in Space. Phenomenal movie. And then I also, this arrived literally today. And I am more excited about this than I probably should be. This is the Critters compilation. Ooh. Of Critters.
Oh, wow.
1, 2, 3, and 4, including my favorite one, number 4, Critters in Space.
Wow.
You may notice a theme going on there. But I'm buying a lot more digital media. DVDs on Amazon are very cheap, you guys. And you can get 4 movies for, I don't know, $7 maybe. And they may all be Critters movies. And maybe I've only ever seen Critters 4 and I wanted to see the other ones.
Oh, wow.
Should we call the fans of Who Would Win Masters Critters?
Critters.
Should they just be called the Critters?
Master Critters.
I don't know. Master Critters? Eric, that's a great point. I don't know. Yep. Master Critters is kind of a good idea.
And then we could just be like, who would crit? That's a totally different show, but all right.
And that would be at Crit Masters. Crit Masters sounds like a D&D show, though, doesn't it?
I know. We're coming for honestly, Critical Role.
Probably a good one.
Yeah,
that's great. Anyway, Sam, what are you watching these days?
You know what? I've had such a crazy week that I'm like struggling to remember what we've actually been watching. Tuesday, we had exterminators at the house, at the apartment. And I had to do this whole thing. We had to move out our cats to, basically they went to work with my wife and like, we had this whole plan. I was going to hang out, wait for the exterminator guy. And then I was going to go there and bring the cats a litter box and deal with that. Cause it's on a church and blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And like got a big curveball when the school called me and was like, your youngest daughter is sick and in the office. And then I had to rush and get her. And so the following day, she like spiked a fever and like we ended up in the emergency room. So yeah, that's been my week.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I don't know what I've been watching, but now that I've been talking for a little bit, we watched The Waterfront, which is a series on Netflix, which is like these drug running fishermen. And it's very good. I can't remember much because again, crazy ass week, but yeah, it was very good.
Oh, that's wild.
Can't wait to see the next
season. And not to be lost in all this, On the Waterfront with Marlon Brando. Yeah, very good movie.
A little different. Yeah.
Back in the day. A little older.
Slightly different.
Is Waterfront based on the Marlon Brando property?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think I ever saw that one. Did he work at a like a
Take a
fish
film
restaurant?
Studies class. You'll see it soon enough. Yeah.
Look, Rosebud. I can...
You'll see that
I'm
too.
Good. All
you
right.
Like Apocalypse Now? You'll see that too. Anyway, Eric, what have you been watching the last week or so?
I know I brought up a few times in the chats and stuff like that. I love it. Alien Earth. I've been up to date on that. And then, like I said, we've been actually been doing Ancient Greece in school, and I can't promote this.
Oh, Eric, we lost you a little bit there.
Yeah, you muted.
Regrettably, you're not muted, but your mic stopped working. So we're gonna talk around you till we can get that back together again. I'll go on ahead and mention my next thing here, and we'll get back to Eric in just a sec. Video games. I bounced off of Clair Obscur Expedition 33. That could be the least popular thing I've ever said. I played it for like 8 hours, and I just don't like the combat. I don't like playing a JRPG where you have to dodge like it's Dark Souls. If I wanted to dodge, I would play Dark Souls, but I don't because I don't like it. And I hear the story is phenomenal, and I hear it goes places, and it's one of the best. It might still win Game of the Year. A lot of people really like it a lot. But I'm having a hard time sticking on it, because once I get killed in one of those combats, I don't really want to play anymore. But you got to do those combats like 10 times to get the pattern right to beat the boss or mini-boss, and I don't want to. I don't like that style of game. So I'm really like struggling right now, because I want to like it, and that is a huge stumbling block for me. So instead, I just went back and played more League of Legends because I'm a monster. Because I'm a monster who used to work there on that game.
I
keep going back to it. And it's one of the best games ever made. And I understand people might have strong opinions one way or the other. I absolutely love it. free to play. I don't work there anymore. I don't make any more money off of it, but I do have a blast playing it. And if you play it, you're good. Carry me. I need some higher ranks.
We've been talking about ancient Greece in school, so I went back and I can't say about the show in school because there's too much stuff in it. But if you ever seen Chaos?
Oh yeah.
It's got Jeff Goldblum. Is Zeus. And it's a great show. I'm like four episodes into it. And it's like halfway through the season. And they even said like they're not gonna make it season two because it costs too much, which stinks. Yeah. But it's so far it's been a really good show. So I really like that one.
Yeah, Chaos was great. I really liked
That's great.
Yeah, I was disappointed they weren't.
People
make
in the
a
chat
season.
Talk about people in the chat talk about Alien Earth, they really like it. I just canceled my Hulu. So I seen the first two episodes. Maybe I still have Hulu for another day or two. Maybe I'll try to bang that out before it goes away completely. Yeah. But I don't know. Today was the day I was supposed to pay the money. So maybe I won't get it. I don't know. I don't know anything works. Sam, anything more you want to add here? I got one more.
Yeah, I got like, I'll give a 1.5. I just caught up on the Dungeons and Daddies podcast, which is a D&D, although this particular season 3, they're playing Call of Cthulhu. So it's an actual play.
Oh, nice.
Along those lines of Critical Role. It's really, really fun. Like the guys involved are the ones that made, what was that web series? High School Musical, but that
musical.
Is wrong. No, it was Video Game High School.
No, that's right.
That's what it is. Yeah, and those guys are just great. Freddie Wong and all of them. And the other thing, and this is more like, we just kind of ran out of like shows we were like super interested in watching. So we started watching the new version of Quantum Leap with like no real expectations. It was just something to fill the time. Yeah, I loved the original. So like I went into this being like,
I did too.
I'm probably going to be pretty disappointed with this. Right. Cause like you can't recreate the original, but honestly,
right.
I like it. I think it's a lot of fun. I don't know if I think it's only two seasons. We haven't finished it, but I dig it. I dig their sort of spin on it. There's one or two things that irk me about. It feels like they changed a few things about specifically how the imaging chamber works. And I'm like, all right, that's fine. They're just not addressing it. So maybe it is the same, but whatever. But yeah, they kind of like jump really into the like evil leaper concept pretty quickly.
Interesting.
Well, and it wasn't like a remake. It's a sequel, basically, because they talk about the original
cast. Yes. Yeah. They talk. They definitely talk about the original cast. Or
did he ever make it home?
No.
No, he never made it home. The show got canceled before he could make it home.
Yeah, and they talk about how he's lost somewhere.
Yeah. Like that last episode of the original Quantum Leap is like something out of Lost, basically, where it's like they gotta wrap it up. Yeah, they basically wrap it up and they're like, Samuel Beckett never returned home. And I remember being 13 and being like, what? You monsters!
That's amazing. No, look, I mean, because I watched Quantum Leap back before the streaming age. And I missed the finale. I had like a play or something I was doing that night. And I didn't have the VCR set up or whatever back in the day. And so I just never saw it. And that means I will never in life see it. The same with the finale of Alf. I hear Alf ends with the government showing up and abducting him to perform medical experiments on him.
I don't think I've
yes,
yeah,
I'm
I never
old
saw
Max.
That either.
What do you want from me?
Yeah,
yeah,
along
that
those
was
lines,
the finale of Alf. Is literally he gets never, taken away by the government and then the show ends.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw the finale of Night Court, which had an equally crazy like finale, apparently.
Oh, really?
That ended that with like some kind of space abduction. Yeah.
So, what?
Gotta find that.
Yeah, I'm gonna. You know what? We're gonna have one of our watch parties. We'll have to try to do a watch the finales of all these shows.
All the finales.
And see how it goes.
Let's do
it's
it.
It's all available now. I got a little bit more to say. We only have a little bit of time left in the recording today because I'm a busy person. But not that you two aren't, but I am. The point I'm trying to make here is that I will be playing Silent Hill 2 the remake in October. Look, it's Shocktober season. I'm going to say a couple of things to say right now. We're going to talk about movie night. Once a month, we're going to be doing movie nights in October. Yeah. We've already done it for September. We're going to keep it on Friday nights because we tried doing it on a Saturday afternoon and like nobody showed up. So we had like two or three people that showed up for it. And that was, you know, fine, but I think we can do better. So we're going to do a Friday night movie. We're going to be watching, and I might try to do more than one in October. We're going to watch scary movies. Last year, personally, I tried to watch 12 scary movies for the month of October, and I did it. I watched 12 movies that either I'd never seen before or had seen a long time ago and would like to revisit. And I have a list here. I'm not going to get into it right now, maybe another time. But we're going to try for 13 scary movies this October.
Nice.
And I feel like based on some of the purchases you might have just seen, I feel pretty good about that. We're going to watch scary movies all throughout. Keep an eye on the Patreon for patreon.com/whowouldwinshow. You know the deal by now. If you're weird about it, give it a shot for $1. You can join and just see if you like it. It's not a big deal. Sometimes these sites, if you've never been on these sites before, it feels like a big deal. And then you realize, oh, this is actually not a big deal. And I get some extra content for very little money. Mm-hmm. And this enhances my life in some way. And I get to go hang out with Ray on a Friday night watching Critters 4 in space. I normally let the people choose. I will not be letting the people choose. We will be watching at one of these Critters 4 in space because I love it. And I haven't seen it in a very long time, since the 90s. So I'm very excited to revisit it again. We're going to watch the Critters with the Critters. Nice. The Who Would Win Masters Critters.
There
the
go.
Master Critters. The Crit Masters. They're going to be called the Crit Masters, and I'm so unhappy about this. That's going to win, isn't it?
Maybe. If you're trying to fill 13, I would throw a movie into the hat.
Please tell me.
Circa the early 2000s, I was the art director on Roger Corman's Demon Hunter.
So well, we'll be watching that then.
I think so,
I do
have
a copy of it somewhere, but if you could find it, that'd be better.
I might just have to go buy it because that alone makes me want to see it. Hashtag Critters for Life. Oh, Matthew Dawson. This guy gets it.
Critters for
We're going to talk about this now because it's October coming up. Yeah. What does that mean? It means that Shocktober is here. We're going to be doing Shocktober. We're going to have three battles for Shocktober. I may have mentioned it before. Crit for Life. Oh, boy. This is not good. I should never have introduced Critters to the Who Would Win Show audience. But here we are, boy. We're going to be doing Shocktober. We're going to be doing three battles. Our next one, I'll just tell you what it is right now. We're going to be doing Samhain, a.k.a. Sam, from the Trick or Treat movie versus the Leprechaun.
Nice.
Ooh. I get to rep the Leprechaun again. I really felt like I needed another bite at this apple after the first time doing Leprechaun on the show. And our special guest judge, I couldn't be more excited, returning to the show not as a judge but a debater, AJ Porfirio, the president of Van Ryder Games and co-creator of the Final Girl board game. If you haven't Very played cool. Final Girl, I think you should. I absolutely love this game, especially for the spooky season. It's Halloween season. You're not going to play a horror game where you're trying to survive and take out a murderous killer on the loose or a monster or a ghost or whatever the heck's going on. The game is incredible, and you should play it, and you should love it. So AJ Porfirio is going to be back with us, representing Samhain, or Sam, as they call him in the movie. Speaking of Brian Cox movies, Trick or Treat, ladies and gentlemen. There it is. And I'll be repping the Leprechaun in the first of three Shocktober matchups. We have special guests. We're still lining up right now and getting that all nailed down. But we've got some horror-themed guests who work in the industry or industries of horror. And I couldn't be more excited to bring them all here. So you're gonna love them. You're going to love these episodes, hopefully. And we're going to do it. Other than that, that is probably going to do it. Eric, any last words for the people?
No, I'm curious what the next battle is going to be. Cause I know like I just saw Trick or Treat for the first time, like last year. And I was like, wow, this is a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Same.
But, yeah. I was kind of surprised. So that'll be a good battle. So yeah, that'd be great. That's it.
That's great. Sam, anything more before you take us out today?
I mean, yeah, like I'm excited for the Spooktober battles that we've got going on.
It's Shocktober. Sam, if you're going to sit in that seat, you can't call it Spooktober. Everyone is going to get so mad at you.
I'm sorry. I got conflated with my own kitten cam thing. We do a spookity
Oh, okay.
Halloween, Meowloween thing. Spookity Meowloween. I got all of the things. Shocktober, guys. Was it shocking?
No, here's the deal.
I said it wrong.
If you bring it back to cats, that's an easy way to deflate our audience. So that's fine. No one's mad anymore.
All right. Thanks for hanging out with us. And catch us next week for the next battle. It's going to be awesome. And keep the debates going over on the Who Would Win Show, Facebook and Threads. And of course, our Patreon at patreon.com/whowouldwinshow. And if you think you've got what it takes to be a part of Who Would Win Masters, record a 1-minute video demo of yourself. Send that over to whowouldwinshow@gmail.com. And who knows, we might see you in an upcoming show in the Challenger's Chair. For Who Would Win Masters, this is Sam Proof. Stay strong.
Crying when Optimus Prime died.
Or the days when every series had a ham-fisted anti-drug episode.
Or when you wrote fan fiction about how the Animaniac were so hot in that water tower so they took off all their clothes and they started...
No!
No, different podcast.
This one is Knowing is Half the Podcast, a show devoted to the best and worst animated memories of your childhood.
Every week we recap a cartoon from the past to see if they're as good as you remember.
They're not.
What are you talking about? They're great!
You're both wrong. None of them get good until they're in a water tower.
No!
And Knowing is Half the
Podcast.
Hey, it's Brent Pope, the host of Breakfast with Brent Pope. You've seen me on some of your favorite TV shows saying things like, "Give it up, Jimmy. You got to sink this putt to win." On Breakfast with Brent Pope, I sit down with guests from the entertainment world and we do it all over breakfast. Or should I say Breakfast? Every week on Breakfast, you get inside Hollywood info and tips, great breakfast recs and booty debates. Most of all, you get the most delightful 30 minutes of your week. So dig in. It's Breakfast time. Listen at Breakfast.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever fine podcasts are found.
This is Ray back one more time, and there is a 1 in 2 chance that I'm very happy with the results of this past episode. One more reminder that if you'd like to join in with the Legion of Audience, you can go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow and support what we do. That's it. That's the message. Time to start my research on next week's battle. I'll see you there.